Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, December 1st, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Colonel Craig Roberts will be joining us coming up in the last hour today to chronicle all of the police state activities unfolding here in the United States. He's a former police officer, helicopter pilot, SWAT team commander, Vietnam Marine Corps sniper, and a Oklahoma City bombing investigator. He'll be joining us today. We also have our once-a-month visit from Hawaii with Mike Rivero, always informative. We'll be talking about ClimateGate and a lot more, some huge developments on that front I'm going to tell you about after the break. Another UN document has surfaced talking about how to deceive the public, how to brainwash children, and how the UN must not let the public know that this is about global government. Well, I guess they didn't tell the head of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, who writes editorials calling for world government. I guess they didn't tell Van Rompuy, or however you pronounce his name, the new head of the EU calling for global government, admitting the carbon tax. Copenhagen is the key to that. But it just shows the incredible internal deception of these people. This could be as big as the climate gate documents if we recognize how big it is and force it out there into the mainstream media. Paul Watson's got several key reports on this up at PrisonPlanet.com today. I want to go out to break with this great music video, Hide the Decline, dealing with ClimateGate. Here it is. We'll come back with all the news on the other side of this quick break.
Making up data the old hard way, fudging the numbers day by day, ignoring the snow and the cold in a downward line. Hide the decline. Michael Mann thinks he's so smart, totally inventing the hockey stick chart, ignoring the snow and the cold in a downward line. Hide the decline. Hide the decline. The climate gauge, I think you have sealed your fate. I hope you do a lot of time, 'cause what you did was such a crime.
Hide the decline. Hide the decline.
The tree ring data was very thin. You should have chopped more trees instead of hugging them. Ignoring the snow and the cold in a downward line.
Hide the decline. Hide the decline.
Hide the decline. Climate, I think you have sealed your fate. I hope you do a lot of time, 'cause what you did was such a crime.
Had to decline. 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 Had to decline.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with some of the most important news yet exposing world government.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Craig Roberts to talk about the state of the world government openly being announced, the police state. He'll be joining us coming up in the last hour today. Mike Rivero with his monthly report from WhatReallyHappened.com will be joining us coming up in the next hour. I've gotten a lot of emails and phone calls and questions saying, why aren't you talking about the gate crashers at the White House last week? Why aren't you talking about Tiger Woods? Because Tiger Woods wrecking his car and having zero privacy, and these stupid wannabe socialites sneaking in or not sneaking in, whatever the case really is, doesn't matter. The plunging dollar matters. Open world government and carbon taxes over every facet of our lives being publicly set up is what matters. And I just cannot talk about issues of little or no significance. I cannot and I will not do it. You know, why does the media love this White House party crashing story? Because they get to obsess over getting to be near the president and his celebrity and how he runs everything and how people fight kings and queens and movie stars to go to his galas. And oh, are we keeping him safe? And how could anyone get near the emperor? And he runs everything. You know, I told you they were going to build Obama up as a god and then destroy him. and that he would probably only be a one-term president. People laughed at me over a year ago when he was first elected in November. They laughed in January. They laughed in March when I released Obama deception. Now you've seen his approval rating, depending on the poll, drop to as low as 40%, the lowest of any president a year into their administration ever. But if we sit here and, oh, great, we defeated Obama, his whole agenda's in trouble, we will miss the point that in a couple years they're just going to put a Republican in who will continue the same operation. Until we shatter the left-right paradigm and realize that both parties may put out different rhetoric and different propaganda, but at their core, they are the same, things are only going to get worse. And I know the general audience knows that better than even I do. It's just that the issue here is we have to get out to the general public and explain to them, if you want to keep your standard of living, and if you want to keep the hard-won, hard-fought Bill of Rights and Constitution and Declaration of Independence that our ancestors gave us and that our soldiers fought and died for, then you had better stop living the tabloid lifestyle. You'd better stop being led around by the nose by the controlled corporate media that feeds you on a steady diet of kidnappings and O.J. Simpsons and Anna Nicole Smith. And they're going to have huge congressional hearings tomorrow about the gate crashers. This is turning into one of the biggest stories of the year. We should be having giant hearings now about ClimateGate. But we're a week and a half into this, and they're only discussing having some small hearings that the media won't cover in the next few weeks. We should be having giant televised hearings on every major channel. They're saying these hearings tomorrow are going to preempt daytime soaps and news with these two morons, painted trollops, these two worldly peons up there testifying that they were really invited. So what? Who cares? They should be preempting all the stupid soap operas with ClimateGate. You have the head UN Research Center talking to the head U.S. Research Center, Goddard, who studies the climate, Goddard Space Center, with the UN engaged, red-handed, in absolute, total, unmitigated, red-handed, hand-in-the-cookie-jar fraud. That criminal that sold us on NAFTA and GATT and claims he invented the Internet and is involved with Enron is running around all over every major television show, media, dramas, in paid-for, it's admitted, government has paid to have Al Gore on all these television shows telling the audiences, you've got to get politically involved. You've got to go get legislation passed to save the earth. And what's that legislation? Taxes paid to the private IMF, the new center of the open public world government. But no, Tiger Woods crashed his car. We better talk about that for the next 6 months. And did his wife do it? So what? Leave them alone. Let them live their lives. So what? How many people have had their wife before take a swing at them? How many people jumped in the car before and sped off and wrecked it? I know a lot of people done that. I had a girlfriend in college one time started punching me in the face and scratching me. I went and jumped in my car, and it was icy outside. Slid off the road. Was there a big national investigation about it? I mean, how many of you hypocrites who love to see Tiger Woods in trouble because you're jealous and envious of his success, and so you live vicariously through his stumbling, his failure. How many of you were ever involved in something like this? Huh? It's just unbelievable. All right, I'm already ranting, and I've got so much vital news to cover. It is just paramount mental illness, paramount mass mental illness. We are in the state we are in right now today because from birth we've all been trained and fed on a steady, continual diet of issues of no significance, of trivia, of fluff, and we're drowning in fluff. Meanwhile, we're in a sea of red-hot tyranny. If we could only alert the public to it and get them to realize the full magnitude of what we're living in and what we're going into, we could turn this around instantly. So here's the deal. I am not going to talk about the congressional hearings tomorrow about two vapid, hollow, preening peacocks sneaking in to that theater, that White House state dinner that's meant to make everybody think the buck stops with Obama so the New World Order can, in the end, blame everything on him. Not going to talk about it. And I'm not going to talk about Tiger Woods, okay? That's all I have to say about it, and it just absolutely blows my mind that this is going on. Now, what's going on in real news? What's going on in the real world that actually matters? Suspected cop killer slain by police. A lone officer chased him. He ran, and he killed him. And this guy, witnesses have now ID'd him as the person at the scene. Looks like he is the man that did this. And it fits into a larger pattern of people targeting police officers and killing them. This is racially motivated, clearly, just like in Oakland, California, or what's happening in Denver, and it's a real tragedy. But we don't want the media to use this to get everybody at each other's throats in an even greater fashion, but that is certainly going on there. And we're glad this guy is off the streets because he's been convicted of armed robbery and theft and arrested for rape, child rape. The list just went on and on. So, and you know what? I don't really like Huckabee because he is a fake neocon. But the way the media is trying to blame him for this, when it was the parole board that told him, give him clemency, and all governors do is sign off on it. Again, I'm tired of hollow, shallow baloney. I'm tired of fake news events where you can have the Treasury Secretary and the last Treasury Secretary before him, Paulson, making hundreds of millions of dollars apiece off the bailout money that they directed to themselves. They don't get in trouble, but the governor of New York visits a hooker and his career is over. And I'm not defending him. It's just that the crime is nothing compared to the crime of robbing everyone. You've got Huckabee has nothing to do with this guy. I mean, he was convicted again of a bunch of armed robberies and assaults and was released again by another state. He had raped a child, reportedly, and attacked a police officer. And this was 2 months ago and was released on bail. I mean, are we going to blame the governor of Washington State? No, you blame the criminal justice system itself and the judges and the system that statistically keep nonviolent offenders in prison longer than violent offenders. They let them out on purpose to carnage the public, so the public calls for more police and more control. A Chicago police chief admitted this, 20-something years ago in an interview with Playboy. Another police chief wrote a book about it, criticizing it. And so, yeah, cops, you're going to get killed by the monsters that your corrupt system lets out. I'm not blaming the police. I'm blaming the criminal justice system. And you know what? The statistics from the Justice Department are 90% of cop killers get caught and get the death penalty. 90% get caught. You know what percentage of murders, of homicides, of general peasants, of the general citizenry get caught? 10%. Now, I don't like that. I want everybody brought to justice. And if you don't have a sense of justice, hey, cops, next time you beat up some teenager and you go ahead and just falsely charge them with assaulting you, because when you punched them in the face and they flailed on the ground, their leg bumped into you or something, just remember, you filled the prisons up with innocent people. And you are somewhat to blame for all these cops getting killed by hardcore murderers because the government continues to release them. Now, most of the time, they're just raping and robbing us, the general public. And look at Chicago and New York, where the crime bosses that run the government don't want the citizens to have firearms to defend ourselves from pigs like this guy that just got killed. So I say good riddance to this guy. We'll be right back with huge, gigantic world government news.
you have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now, 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD, 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Everybody.
Okay, a week and a half ago, I went on air, and I said to listeners, and you responded, I pointed out that ClimateGate emails were the smoking, red-handed documents that could defeat the New World Order, the beginning of the end. The key to their world government is the Copenhagen cap and trade tax grid. They have auxiliary funding systems, but this is the funding system to make the world government completely autonomous in and of itself as the main rule maker of the planet. And we have Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, saying it. We have Van Rompuy saying it, the head of the EU. This is in their own documents. A new document has come out, and AP and Fox and others linked to this yesterday. Paul Watson wrote an article about it, but it didn't get much attention. He's written a new one today with the latest developments, and this needs to break and be giant. Global government gate, UN takeover gate, UN gate. I don't know. We need to dub it something. Bombshell, UN documents outline plan to use climate gate crooks in end run around national sovereignty. Strategy paper calls for United Nations to boss economies and erect world government under pretext of environmentalism. Now, we have that from previous Club of Rome documents. We have that restated in the UN treaty, the Copenhagen Treaty. But this is specifically about being deceptive, specifically about not letting the public know, specifically just like SPP documents that got leaked or Judicial Watch sued 3 years ago to get them through a FOIA request, admitted that they had to do it by stealth, that's a quote, and use carbon taxes as the funding mechanism of the North American Union. Strategy papers called for United Nations to boss economies and erect world government under pretext of environmentalism. And in the documents, they talk about how to brainwash children. Now, we already know the federal government and other governments around the world are spending billions a year brainwashing kids. We have links to New York Times articles saying, isn't it great that the seventh graders come home and tell their parents what to do and write them mock climate cop tickets for leaving the sink on while they brush their teeth or taking a hot bath? These are quotes. And we have Al Gore saying, tell your parents that they're wrong about this. This is in the documents. Okay, the UN is in control of your local schools, taking your children from you. Now, for this segment, the next, I want to bring Paul Watson up to go over this. This is so huge. And, Paul, before we get into this, what's a good name for it? Because people need a name. ClimateGate was what it was dubbed a week and a half ago. What do you call this? UN gate? UN dictatorship gate? Dictatorship gate. I mean, what do we call it, Paul?
I don't think there's a real catchy name for it. You could call it UNEP gate, because that's the body that's put out these reports, UNEP. Or you could call it UN gate.
Well, this is getting no attention, and I'm begging our incredible activist audience to get this article you've written that details it all and get it out to everyone they know. Bombshell, UN documents outline plan to use climate gate crooks and end run around national sovereignty. I mean, we have them. We have them in the document talking about how to deceive the public. I mean, it's just outrageous, these arrogant crooks. Paul Watson.
Yeah, this is actually two separate documents that were put out by the United Nations Environment Programme, UNEP, which is the regulatory body that established the IPCC, which, of course, produced the politicized report saying that the lid was shut on global warming. It's a done deal. Now, that ties into ClimateGate, because 2 days ago, the IPCC came out and said that despite the fact that the ClimateGate emails and the data reveals that these scientists who were closely affiliated with the IPCC, they produced the data for them, they were caught manipulating the data to hide the decline in global warming. That's a quote, hide the decline. And the fact that these scientists that were exposed in the ClimateGate scandal engaged in academic witch hunts to ensure that reports and data that they disagreed with was blocked from appearing in the IPCC's fourth assessment report. So they're directly tied into the scam, and we'll talk about what's in these.
Yes, this directly links the UN to their head climatology unit that fixed the numbers globally. This is amazing. UN documents directly link them to ClimateGate fraud. That's another important headline.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bombshell. UN documents outline plan to use ClimateGate crooks in end-run around national sovereignty. Strategy papers called for United Nations to boss economies and erect world government under pretext of environmentalism. Shocking newly uncovered UN strategy documents reveal how elitists are recruiting members of academia from all over the globe in an effort to hide the end run. Remember, the SPP documents say by stealth to hide, this is a quote, the end run around national sovereignty that their agendas represent, emphasizing how the ClimateGate crooks who were recently caught manipulating scientific data from the head UN research facility in order to hide the decline in global warming are working with the United Nations in pursuit of world government justified by the global warming fraud that they are helping to perpetuate. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's all this is a global corporate takeover. The UN is a private corporate holding company. The IMF and World Bank themselves holding companies for private banks. And they're just taking over. One of the planning papers entitled the UNEP that we want was produced by a specially selective group of influential environmental bureaucrats and delivered to the UNEP executive director, Achim Steiner. The United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, is the regulatory body that established the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC. the politicized organization that has attempted to slam the lid shut on global warming skeptics by claiming it is the supreme authority, despite the fact that scientists used by the IPCC were caught manipulating data and conspiring to hide evidence of global cooling during the ClimateGate scandal. The IPCC has attempted to deny the gravitas of ClimateGate by claiming that it has no bearing on the conclusions about global warming. Now, they just keep saying, we have peer-reviewed journals. We have peer-reviewed journals. Using the data directly from the head UN climate research facility in East Anglia and the Goddard Space Center in the U.S. Despite the fact that scientists at the University of East Anglia used intimidation and academic witch hunts to ensure that the data they didn't agree with politically was blocked from appearing in the IPCC's fourth assignment report, which was published in 2007. We're going back to Watson in a moment, but here's what's important. The UN got 25 select scientists out of hundreds of thousands of hydrologists, climatologists, geologists, atmospheric experts, meteorologists. Just 31,000 in the U.S. sent letters to Congress saying it was a fraud. So we have 31,000. They have 2,500. And they keep saying every scientist on Earth agrees with us. Just that's another giant hoax. These people say polar bears can't swim and they're all dying when their numbers are exploding. They say the North and South ice caps were going to melt by 2008. They're there bigger than ever. It's all lies. They point video cameras at glaciers that every year in the spring, it piles up during the winter, and during the spring, it sloughs off icebergs. And they tell you, look, it's melting. They use parlor-level, five-year-old tricks on you. I mean, Al Gore says he invented the Internet. He said NAFTA and GATT was going to be great. He's in league with Enron. Participants who contributed to the first UNEP document included Janos Pastor, currently head of the team pushing the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's unprecedented Seal the Deal lobbying campaign to pressure the UN member governments into signing a new environmental agreement at Copenhagen. And it goes on. And then there's a whole other level of these documents that Paul's linked to, where they talk about how to brainwash kids, how to have the kids rebuke their parents. These are quotes. Now, I'm going to try to shut up, Paul. I'm going to turn my mic off for the next 10 minutes, and I want you to go over the latest on ClimateGate, how this ties into it, the open, their own document on how to brainwash kids, how to turn them against their parents. I mean, this is outrageous. The actual quotes go over all of that, and then how we see the brainwashing manifesting in the high schools, in the middle schools, mainstream news reporting how their kids come home and start singing, global warming's going to kill us. We've got to have the global government. I mean, they have the. I mean, this is like Mao Zedong took over. This is it. This is happening. Paul Joseph Watson, you've got the floor.
Yeah, the key quotes to arise out of these newly uncovered documents, and bear in mind that they were produced 2 years ago. So everything that they lay out is already happening. They talk about tagging the environmental agenda to the economy, which is exactly what happened immediately after the collapse. They really push that because they can get their regulations through easier by saying it's also to save the economy and green jobs and all this kind of propaganda. So everything in there is already happening. Now, the main quote to arise out of it in relation to ClimateGate is they talk about how they have to get academics on board. The quote is, they have to recruit the academic world in order that they can be, quote, harnessed to the UNEP mission without appearing to make an end run around the member government. Now, there's several, we can break that down. Firstly, quote, harnessed to the UNEP mission. These are scientists that are supposed to produce unbiased, accurate, fair data about global warming. And yet the United Nations is talking about recruiting them and harnessing them to the UNEP mission. And what is the UNEP mission? Well, it's laid out in these documents. It's global regulatory powers over nation states in all areas of the environment and the economy. And then, quote, environmental Bretton Woods for the 21st century. It's about global government. So they're saying we need to get these academics on board so that they can help us create this global government without appearing, the key word is appearing, to make an end run around the member governments. So they're basically admitting that it is making an end run around the member governments, but they just don't want it to appear as if it's doing so. by reaching out to these academics and hiring them and getting them to carry the propaganda about global warming. And the rest of the document is basically an outline of how they're going to erect this dictatorial, unelected, regulatory global government, and it ties in with the same methods that they're pushing at Copenhagen. With reference to the reaching out to the children, yesterday there was an article in the New York Post, which we linked to in the first article I wrote about this, the headline of which is Shocking UN Document Divulges Climate Cult Brainwashing. Now, it ties into this New York Post article because the New York Post writer, Andrea Payser, wrote about how her daughter came home from school singing the words, "You can hear the warning, global warming." And basically her daughter told her that at school they'd been coerced into learning and singing this song about global warming. And the kids had also been taught that their own parents were to blame for killing the polar bears. Of course, we know polar bears' population are exploding at record levels. But they taught the kids that the parents were the enemy, that they were to blame, which is exactly what the Club of Rome called for in their 1991 document, The First Global Revolution. They talked about making humanity the enemy, and that that's what would sell the idea of climate change and global warming as the new enemy to mankind. So with these new documents, newly uncovered, as I said, that they were written 2 years ago, but they've just come to light, they talk about how they need a core element of the program is an extensive propagandizing role for the UNEP that reaches beyond its member governments. Again, this is about the global government reaching into schools, reaches beyond its member governments and traditional environmental institutions to children and youth. And it says civil society, including children and youth and the private sector, will be reached through tailor-made outreach products and campaigns. So they're talking about bypassing nation states and member governments and local schools and local school authorities and just making this part of the curriculum, this climate cult brainwashing, which is now manifesting itself.
And Paul, just interrupt briefly. I know you wrote a key article on this yesterday, and I asked you to do a new detailed one with more of the background on this today. You did it in a hurry. I'm going to really promote this article, so beef it up with Al Gore caught brainwashing elementary kids to question their parents and boss them around. That New York Times article, where I want people to see this for themselves from the other side, directly from them. Kathleen Sebelius saying, telling kids to go tell their parents they're wrong and everyone needs the flu shot. We need to post the New York Times where it describes little girls coming home and telling their mother they can't have a hot bath and writing reports on them to the school. The climate cop ads in the U.S. and in England where the kids are given red jackets just like City Year and told to report on their parents. We need to really show people that this is actually happening. The U.N., with federal funding in every nation state, is brainwashing your children. They are going after them. You could pull up that Statesman article from 3 or 4 months ago where a former Special Forces Black Ops CIA commander is now running the environmental takeover and carbon tax in Austin. And then I found a pattern of other cities putting Pentagon people in. I mean, this is a savage, feudal system, military precision being run. And once they have your kids tattling on you for the environment, that's a way to break the ice. Now it's what's in mommy's medicine cabinet. Does mommy smoke cigarettes? Does mommy drink? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is 110% grade A, thoroughbred, un-American, total tyranny. And it's going on in Australia, England, Europe, Canada, the U.S. It's a global system. That's what we always point out. The same names of the programs, the same talking points, the same system. It's globally directed. Paul Watson, continue.
Yeah, and don't forget the electricity companies and the big oil companies are on board as well.
Yes, brainwashing the kids in free comic books, telling them to spy on their parents. Oh, and add the ABC News article where they teach the kids to commit suicide at 11 when their carbon credits run out at age 11. People won't believe that. They must see how they're teaching the children how to kill themselves. These people are, I mean, folks, you're supposed to freak out about this. This is insane. Wake up. Get angry. I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah. The electricity gas company, N-Power, had a program called Climate Cops where the kids would inform and compile reports on their parents if they, as you said, had a hot bath or used the heating for too long. So, and then there's a regulatory level which is going to come to us and be in our faces on a day-to-day basis. In England, they're introducing fines for if you leave your car on idle, say it's a cold day, it's been snowing, your window's iced up, you want to warm your car up. If you leave it on for more than 2 minutes without being in it, it's a fine. Environmental cops will fine you for that. And that's the level of tyranny that it's going to be coming to when they get all this through after Copenhagen and in the coming years, and it's already happening. So, that, I mean, the rest of these documents, the information in them, as I said, is bombshell. The only report that was done on it was Fox News that was any kind of incisive report talking about what's actually in it. And it's par for the course. They talk about how they need to raise finances from global warming hysteria and that's how they will fund the mechanism of global government. So, again, it's coming out of cap and trade. It's their funding slush fund for the global government. They talk about efforts at local, national, global levels to raise, quote, sufficient finance to meet environmental challenges, including climate change. So they're saying they need to get more money out of it to grease the skids of the tyrannical, authoritarian global system that they're building. And, I mean, that's evident with another report that we put out today where the UN has banned World Net Daily and Jerome Corsi, who is a two-time New York bestseller number one, and he's also reported on previous events at the UN. But they've banned him from even attending and reporting on the Copenhagen summit because they claim that World Net Daily is linked to this Western capitalist media organization. I forgot the name of it, but it's similar.
So it's fine to be political. In fact, if you're not a supporter of the UN, you don't get to be part of the select media. They're admitting that if you have any links, even if they're made up, to anyone that disagrees with them, you can't come, and we have their letter.
Yeah, they're basically saying, you know, you only have free speech in the New World Order if you agree with what the globalists are doing.
Well, remember the European Parliament last week with the British member of the European Parliament. He brought up the fact that it was unelected and a fraud. And they said, we're turning your mic off. You're not allowed to criticize people. Now we're going to cut to the lady from Poland. And she goes, you're a monkey in a tree. We can see your rear end. And everyone laughs at him. And so, I mean, again, totally rigged. They're allowed to do whatever they want. This is the new Soviet Union.
Well, the EU passed a ruling that says it's illegal to criticize the EU. So when the UKIP member last week, Nigel Farage, was criticizing, he dared to criticize Van Rompuy and the other, you know, his right-hand woman who's never been elected to any position, political position in her life, he criticized them and they basically reprimanded him and cut his mic because it's illegal to criticize the EU. And that's exactly what the UN is now mirroring by barring anyone who expresses skepticism towards global warming from the Copenhagen event next week.
Paul, there is no doubt this is classical tyranny. Great article you've written. I want everybody to make it go mega viral. I'm going to do a YouTube later today, part two on ClimateGate with this bombshell, and I'm asking listeners to just absolutely get out to everyone. And I want to just salute the great work you're doing, but beef it up. Add more to the article so people get the full picture of what's happening, because they really are brainwashing your children right now. All the public schools are federalized. They're independent in name only. They're teaching your children songs about worshiping Obama and worshiping the UN and how carbon dioxide's evil. Nickelodeon has all these messages, TV, the mainline TV shows. Al Gore up there saying we've got to pass the Copenhagen tax. I mean, this is a full court press. They're attempting to take over right now. Climategate documents are a godsend. It has blown a huge hole in their entire facade. But we've got to go through that breach and continue to press the issue. Paul, what's your gut on this? I mean, do you think they're going to be able to get a lot of signatories to this and ram it through? Or is this thing really starting to flounder?
Well, they were already saying they wouldn't get it through before Climategate. So it's highly unlikely that they're going to get it through now. So they'll just try and, you know how they do it. They do it, they take two steps forward and one step back. And if they don't get what they want, then they just introduce the exact same thing again under a deceptive heading a year down the line like they did with the Lisbon Treaty. So they'll just try and get it through piecemeal.
Exactly, and they'll also, through the states and sub-bureaucracies, the regions, implement it, which they're already doing. Schwarzenegger running around banning and taxing television sets. Great job, Paul Watson.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride and less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
This is a world government takeover. Alert, 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 battle stations. This is a tyrannical, oppressive group of criminals who in every one of their textbooks and white papers that we link to daily at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, they talk about how world government is only the beginning. Once their world government is in place, you will live worse than they live in communist China. One-child policies, carbon credit taxes, with a national ID card tracking everything you do, everything you buy. It is mind-blowing. But the good news is people are finally talking about world government. They're finally reading the UN documents. They're finally listening to the UN Secretary General when he brags about what they're doing. These arrogant creatures think that they've defeated us. And we may stop. I believe Obama's going to sign the treaty. They still have to ratify it. And then he's going to have the bureaucracy, which they're already doing, implement it. And you're going to have to fight it at the state level, the county level, the city level, the federal level, the international level. As Lord Monckton talked about, globally, a freedom party in every nation against the New World Order, against the globalists, against the crooks. We have forced this issue out in the open. As Lord Monckton said, they're being forced to admit their plan more and more because we have exposed them. And you need to also, ladies and gentlemen, support freedom fighters. Support people that are telling the truth. We've got Mike Rivero coming up via video link. We're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv at 8 after. So you'll have 2 hours and 52 minutes of live TV simulcasting with a radio show. And we need to expand our operations. And we expand our operations with your funding, your support, by supporting the sponsors, by supporting the bookstore, the video store, by buying the DVDs, the films. By the way, we've sold out of 4 sizes of the Obama Joker T-shirts. It's a limited edition. We're never printing it again. We've sold out of 4 sizes, but we still have a lot of sizes available, and I've decided to add the Culpepper Minuteman Don't Tread on Me shirts. That's being added right now to the online shopping cart at InfoWars.com for a limited time. I'm not going to discontinue those, though. I'm going to offer a bunch of different designs of the Don't Tread on Me flag shirts that have InfoWars.com on them to spread the word on the street and meet like-minded people. You get one of those shirts free when you order Fall of the Republic. We're selling out of the Obama Joker shirts. They're selling out faster than I thought they would. And so we're going to add other shirts. So if you don't have the size that you want in the Obama Joker shirt, you'll still be able to get the Don't Tread on Me Culpepper flag shirts in 4 different designs. But I can't afford to do this long. And if, even if you already have the T-shirts, already have the books, the films, we have a whole bunch of Christmas time holiday specials where you can get Endgame free with Fall of the Republic, where you can get Reflections and Warnings for free with Fall of the Republic. I want Fall of the Republic in everyone's hands. So go to InfoWars.com. You can also type in the comment section a note to your friends or family. We will and make sure that note's there and where you want it mailed, and we will mail it to their door with your note inside as a Christmas card. Or you can just buy it, have it sent to you, and give it to friends and family this holiday season. This is the time to stand up against the New World Order. So go to InfoWars.com to take advantage of the free T-shirts, the free videos. We've never, ever, ever offered deals this good. InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ask them about the combos and free deals, 888-253-3139. And you can get 5.5 months free right now. We only do this every Christmas at prisonplanet.tv, where we'll be simulcasting in the next hour for all the great members there. And we upload the archive of the show, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, at prisonplanet.tv. Get 5 months plus free right now at prisonplanet.tv.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.